Beast Freak Out Melis. Wild Beast Freak Out Melis. Wild Beast Freak Out Melis. Black Teeth Freak Out Melis.
Joining us on Static on 2SER, it is a real joy to have both Alexis and Owen from Hot Ship. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good to hear from you, and so good to have Freak Out Release released. It is a welcome record from Hot Ship after the last couple of years, and especially you guys, your band. Hot Ship was one of the last bands I saw live here in Sydney in March 2020 before the world stopped about a week later. So I've been holding on to that memory for the past couple of years.
We have been as well. we finished touring in Australia and definitely have very vivid memories of that Australian trip and tour, and the fact that it was the last thing we could do for such a long time.
And it's interesting, it's partly what you were doing on that tour that's then fed into the sound of Freak Out Release, because one of the components of that live set, Owen, was the Beastie Boys cover, Sabotage, which was pretty blazing. And so that sort of fed into your idea of the way you wanted this next record to sound.
Yeah, I can't remember how it started. I think maybe we were playing a different cover before. We thought we'd just sort of have a bit of fun by playing Sabotage. And like, I was kind of into the idea, obviously, like, you know, love the Beastie Boys, but also it's quite a covers band song in a way, in that you want to have like a fun vocal and a fun bit for the guitarist, a fun bit for the drummer, and a fun bit for the bass player. And Sabotage has all of those elements. It was almost too fun not to do, if you know what I mean? And sort of playing that live, we thought, well, it'd be nice to have something of that energy running through the upcoming recording. So it's something that the attitude and the sort of idea of saturation and of colour and that sort of blast of energy is something that swept through the recording process for this record.
And so perversely, Alexis, then, when you couldn't play live shows, you were thinking more about making a live band sounding record.
Yeah, it is a funny way round of doing things, but I guess we were all together. We had a bit of time to think about what our next move might be. And although we didn't completely see this through and, you know, we didn't make a kind of punk rock record, it did feel like a good idea to try to make some music which is very energized and raw and has a different sound to it, the way that the singing sounds is different. And that's why a track like Freak Out Release is the way that it is. It's related to Beastie Boys' Sabotage without us just going, okay, we're going to make exactly that sound. So it's taking the spirit of that kind of music. But it was good just now hearing Owen describing Sabotage and, you know, having a fun part for the bassist, a fun part for the drummer, a fun part for the guitarist, etc. Makes me wonder why we've never made music like that before. Seems like a really good way.
Here you go, Alexis. All your bandmates want a little bit of something for them. All these years, they've been holding back from telling you that.
But I mean, for anybody, it's just a good approach, isn't it? Like, oh, is that riff fun to play? Then let's do it. You know, instead of everything being so kind of thoughtful.
You also made the record in your own new studio because Al and Joe set up this space called Relax and Enjoy, which must also have been a good way to energise you in terms of having your own sanctuary and a place to create this record, Owen.
Yeah, it was bubbling away for some time. And so, yeah, it kind of fed into the album-making experience quite quickly, because it meant that if we had an idea, if it was like a demo, we could start, you know, adding to things quickly, or if it was like at a stage where it needed to move in some way, like to have a new part written, then we could all sort of work together or also withdraw into different spaces in there and work separately. So, yeah, it's a great sort of multifunction space. And the ethos of Relax and Enjoy is that, you know, there's these big intimidating machines, but they're all sort of very easy to use and you can relax into using them. So it was great.
And Alexis, you also invited some guests into your studio and onto your record this time around, and I like the way that you use guests to do things that are sort of outside of your own wheelhouse. Lou Hayter does the deadpan outro verses on Hard to Be Funky, and then you got this Canadian rapper called Cadence Weapon to lay down some rapid fire on The Evil That Men Do. So you're bringing in people with skills outside of what you could possibly contribute as well, right?
That's correct. I know that people feel that our skill sets are very wide, far-reaching, but we felt we better prove that actually there are limitations to our abilities, and deadpan is not something we're able to do, and neither is really good rapping. So Cadence Weapon is an old friend of ours that we toured with, who probably opened for Hot Chip over 10 years ago, and Joe reconnected with him. It was quite late on in the process of making the record that Joe asked him to do that verse on The Evil That Men Do, and it really helped to kind of bring the track to life and, yeah, make the message of the song a bit clearer, I think. And then for the tracks that Lou Hayter is on, she's on Hard to Be Funky, and she's also on another one, Guilty. She just had released a record around the time we were recording Hours, and so she was dropping a new single every couple of weeks, and we were sort of listening to those. And then she lives near to our studio and was able to just come in very easily. So I was saying, we've got this track, and in my head, the response vocals should be a female vocal, and they might be a bit like the Chaz Yankel song, Glad to Know You. And mentioned that to Lou, and she could just kind of knew that track and knew the reference point, and then was able to come back and do a bit more on the track Guilty as well. So those people really brought a lot of their own personality to the music, but they also came towards the sound that we were making. And so it still sounds coherent and sounds like a Hot Chip record.
I am also grateful, Alexis, that you gave some work to the decommissioned Daft Punk robot voices for the title track. You know, they've been out of work for a little while, those robots. It's nice to hear them back in business.
Yeah, that's something that we haven't really talked about that much. It was a bit too much of a kind of big splash if we mentioned that we'd actually, got Daft Punk to just read out certain lines for us. They find it difficult to kind of project with those voices unless they are wearing their helmets, and they'd misplaced them during lockdown, so it was quite difficult. But eventually they found where they'd been storing the helmets, and they made an effort and recorded those parts for us. So it's very kind of them, really.
And like allowing that Beastie Boys cover to influence the sound and approach of the record, world events the past few years have played into the subject matter of these songs too. And Hot Chip always have an empathy and understanding lyrically, and that's in spades on Freak Out Release. That song with Cadence Weapon on it, The Evil That Men Do, is a political song, which is very frank about atonement. And then there's plenty of personal messages in these songs too, Alexis.
Yeah, that's right. I think it would be impossible not to respond to what we were all experiencing in different ways over the last few years because of the pandemic. I think the atmosphere in the world was a strange and difficult atmosphere, but there were also some things happening that were quite positive as well. So people were recognizing the need for change, or recognizing that it doesn't make any sense and is insulting to people to have statues in certain cities which commemorate people involved in the slave trade, and those statues needed to come down. And the Black Lives Matter movement was obviously having a lot of impact in terms of people campaigning and thinking about and talking about and acting on behalf of recognizing that movement. So there was a lot going on that you couldn't write songs without any recognition of all of that. But what we tried to do was not say, you know, this is a lockdown record and it's all about the pandemic, but rather just write songs about what are meaningful to us. And some of those songs talk about isolation or people facing problems in their lives or mental health problems. And I think we didn't really want to overstate that in the press release, but it's there in the music. And like I say, it couldn't help but be there.
I think those past couple of years have also made people more reflective and take personal inventory too. And the centerpiece of the album is Not Alone, which in part reflects on being in a band and your music making a connection with people. And there is that really sweet part in that song about someone revealing how much Hot Chip has meant to them. You must have a lot of those random moments on the road sometimes, Owen.
Yeah, I mean, we recently did a signing of the new record, and there's a family that came down, and it was, you know, a father, and he was with his two daughters, and saying how he had got them into, you know, not indoctrinated them, but he'd got them, you know, he played Hot Chip to them when they were very young, and, like, you know, maybe they weren't even around when the first record came out. So people have grown up you know, listening to what we were doing. And obviously, like, time is, you know, doesn't feel like a long time for us. Sometimes it does feel like a long time. You know, it's sort of subjective. That's something in the pandemic I found, is that, you know, that sort of reflection and time has become a sort of a slippery thing, and the marking of time became difficult because the lack of structure of, you know, socializing and working and all those sorts of things. So I think it has made people reflective. And in regards to us, like, yeah, it's been great getting back out on the road and sort of seeing people reconnecting, not like getting back to complete normality. There's still, you know, a bit of trepidation about sort of just the enterprise of being in crowds and negotiating that, but slipping back into that enjoyment of music. And that's, you know, that's a thing that's always been a part of Hotchip, is enjoying music and being together and creating, I mean, it sounds a bit cheesy, creating memories, but that is kind of what it is. It's like, you know, creating moments. And that's why it's nice to sort of release records, as, you know, it's like a marker of time or place or, you know, all these sorts of things. So it's, yeah, it's just like a fun thing to be involved with. And yeah, I hadn't appreciated it quite as much until we weren't able to do it so much.
And it's incredible to hear that you're getting generations now. Oh, and this is like the Grateful Dead, you know, you want the whole family to be coming year after year to these
and
shows.
And then they will have children, and then the others, the children will have children, and then we will conquer the earth.
Well, look, it is so great to have this record out, you guys. It's also more exciting that you are coming back to Sydney in November. So, look, please don't be the jinx. I want the world to continue a week after you're here this time.
We would like the world to continue as well. We definitely are keen for that.
People can see Hotchip here in Sydney on Friday, the 18th of November at the Roundhouse. We might have a listen to the closing song off the album right now, Out of My Depth, which, Alexis, is a reminder about pulling yourself out of the dark places.
That's right, yeah. I really like this song. I think it has a simplicity to it in terms of the message of it. But I think that the way we've produced it takes you on a bit of a journey. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see what people make of that track.
All right, we'll jump into it right now. It was great to talk to you both, Owen and Alexis, about this album. We'll see Hotchip here in Sydney soon. And play safe, you too.
Thanks very much. We look forward to coming to Australia for these shows. Yeah. So thanks for having us on.
We'll catch you in Sydney.
When I'm in my darkest place, I must be careful not to dwell there. When I'm headed for the ditch, I must be careful.